Yeah, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Hope everyone had a beautiful week. What I'm going to do is say some Divrei Torah now, then I'll list the Cholim, and then I'll continue with the Divrei Torah, because I'm just scared of forgetting some of the Divrei Torah. So I believe it's a Kli Yaakov, but how Baruch Newman from Spring Valley said this. I believe it's Kli Yaakov. He says, you know, you have to shave off his head, shave off the beard, you know, and shave off the eyelashes. So why those three? So I believe it's Kli Yaakov because Tzaraas, leprosy, comes for either one of three reasons. Gaiva, being pompous, thinking you're great. That's why the head, the rush. Or the beard, why? The beard is around the mouth, Lashon Hara. Or the eyebrows, Gila Einav, is because you're being stingy. Meaning you always look onto other people. Why do they get? They shouldn't be getting. I'm the only one who should be getting. So that's why you shave off all three hairs. The Walag just said different shot. The beginning of the letter of Rosh is Reish. The beginning of the letter of the beard Zakan Rosh is Zayin. The beginning of the letter of the word of Gila Einav is Gimel. Reish Gimel Zayin spells Rogaz, angry. All this comes from anger. When you get anger, you speak Lashon Hara. You think you're great. You become stingy. It all comes from anger. You have to control your anger. Then Maasis Binyamin said, you put blood on the lobe or by the ear. You put blood on the thumb and on the toe. Why? Because the Kohen is telling the guy who spoke Lashon Hara, first of all, you should have closed your ears when they're hearing Lashon Hara. But you know, you can take your lobe and put it into your ear. But if that doesn't work, then put blood in your thumb. So close your ears by your fingers. You know, you can put your fingers in your ears to not speak Lashon Hara. And if that doesn't work, then you put the comb, put blood on the guy's toes, because he's telling the guy you could have ran away from the hearing Lashon Hara. What the comb was telling the Jew, was telling the Yid who heard Lashon Hara, there are ways to run away from hearing Lashon Hara, and you could have done it. But you didn't. You know, that's what he's trying to tell the guy. Then it says, Kinega Nira Li. So Hawa Shtermbach from Yushalayim Yerakadosh said a beautiful word. He said that you know, when you go to the Kohen, you tell him this appears like a leprosy. It appears like a nega. It appears like a leprosy, you know, like a nega. The Jew, the Yid, should have thought about, oh my goodness, Hashem is a Kaddish Baruch who's sending me a message. Do tshuva, repent, clean up your act. You did something wrong. You have what appears like a nega. Clean up your act. Clean up yourself. Clean up your... The Walag just said a different shot. The Walag said, Kinega Niwa Li. Look at the nega on yourself. Only look at shortcomings of yourself. Don't look into other people's shortcomings. Only look at your own shortcomings. Look like you have the nega. Don't look, oh, look, Reuven, Shimon, Leah, Wacha, Rivka, Yehuda. Oh, look at what they have. Look at those shortcomings. Look at, I can't believe they act like this. No, look only at the negas of yourself. Only look on your own nega. Then Ma'ori Naim says, Zos Tias Tovas Hamitzo Biyom Tahawaso. So Ma'ori Naim said this, when someone speaks Lashon Hara, and even after, you know, they did tshuva and they got out of the camps, they came back into Bnei Yisrael, there's still a little bit of a stain on them. There's still a little bit of a stain. So how do you, Ma'ori Naim said, how do you remove that stain of Lashon Hara even though you did tshuva? By learning Torah, by steigen in Torah. How does a mitzvah become totally Torah, becomes pure? Zosia Torah. Towards the mitzvah. When a Jew learns Torah, it will clean them up totally. Okay, I'm now going to leave you the cholim, because, and then I'm going to continue on with other Divrei Torah. If you can please down for Yehuda ben Shifa. Another person who's very, very sick is Baruch Meir ben Chaya. Baruch Meir Ben Chaya. Please down for him also. He's very sick. Matisyahu Chaim Ben Ittel, also down for. Binyamin Avadia Ben Esther. Moshe Dov Ben Fega Bracha. Wachobas Ilana. Yehudit Bat Wina. Avam Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva. I'm still going to continue with more Divrei Torah, but those I just want to forget. But Avam Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Miriam Batzel Rezel, Boach Bina Bas Bracha, Daniela Bracha Zahava, Bas Fegaleya, Netanel Elan Ben Shena Tzipoa. Netanel Elan Ben Shena Tzipoa. Yukutiel Zamin Ben Sawa. Leia Pesha Basdina. Leia Pesha Basdina. Leia Pesha Basdina. Dina. Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva. Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva. Shiva Bas Devoa Leia. Shiva Bas Devoa Leia. Ava Meya Ben Bela Fega. Avaha Meya. Avaha Meya Ben Bela Fega. Leia Bas Wachel. Boach Tzvi Ben Esther. Shprinza Bat Esther. Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther. Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther. I believe those are all the cholim. Hashem should send them all a refuah shleima b'kovov. And can please down for them. If I left a name out, I apologize. I'm now going to continue on with Divrei Torah. So Avihu Danziger and a sefer called Mechemes Yehuda said, it says someone who had tsaras, you know, you knock down the house, and tsaras in the house, and you find a treasure of gold and silver. So why did they get that? So Avihu Danziger and a sefer called Mechemes Yehuda explains that we're telling the person who spoke bad about a fellow Jew, about a fellow Yid, you know, by knocking down the house and they find the gold, we're telling them, knock down what you look on, knock down what you think about a fellow Jew. If you look deep into that fellow Jew, you'll see there's only gold and silver. You'll see every Jew has gold and silver in them. It's symbolic, right? Telling the person, like you knock down the house, knock down what you think and what you're saying about a fellow Jew. Look deep and you'll find the gold and silver like you found in your house. Then the Meshech Chachma says, if you look in Parsha Tazria, it first starts off as Zachar Nekeva, and it says after the mother became pure, then it says Ben Obat, a son or a daughter. So why does it change? So the Meshech Chachma says that in the beginning, the baby is called a Nefil. Within the first 30 days of a baby being born, it's very dangerous, and baby might pass away. But now the mother's pure and it's past 30 days. So now it's called a Ben Obat. Now it's called a son and daughter. The times of danger are gone. Da Sofim, I know Da Sofim is, but he said, Da Sofim said the mother, you know, if it brings a bird to the Kohen, he said, Huva Ela Kohen, it's brought to the Kohen. Why by the word it says, Huva Ela Kohen, it's brought to the Kohen? Zak Da Sofim, because we're scared the bird might fly away. That's why it has to be brought to the Kohen. It has to be physically brought to the Kohen, because we're scared the bird might fly away. The Sifti Kohen, we think it's the Shach. We think it's the Shach, but we're not sure. But Sifti Kohen points out a very incredible sight. If a mace, you know, a mace, a dead body, is considered Ava Tuma, is the highest tuma there is. And if a mace occurs, we just take that body out of the one camp, the Makom HaShechina, where the Kohanim are. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara is kicked out of all three camps. To show you how much worse is someone who speaks Lashon Hara about a fellow Jew, about a fellow, how much worse it is to speak Lashon Hara about a fellow member of Bnei Yisrael. How much worse it is to speak better, worse. It's kicked out of all three camps, where a mace is only kicked out of one camp. Then Eretz Tzvi said, Zosti Torah Samitzor B'yom Tawaso. So Eretz Tzvi says that we know that when you speak Lashon Hara about a fellow Jew, let's say Reuven Ploni speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon Ploni, so all the Torah that Reuven Ploni learned, it now goes with Shimon Ploni. Shimon Ploni now gets all of Reuven Ploni's Torah, you know, because Shimon Ploni was spoken Lashon Hara about him. Reuven spoke Lashon Hara about Shimon, so Shimon Ploni gets all that Torah that Reuven learned. So Zak Erzvi, that's the pasuk means. Zosi Torah Hamitzoyah B'yom Tahavaso. On the day that Mitzoyah did tshuva, repent, is now totally clean from Lashon Hara. Zosi Torah Hamitzoyah. Now the Torah he or she learns is theirs. They don't lose it anymore because they didn't speak Lashon Hara. Now their Torah, now the Torah remains with them. It does not go to a fellow Jew. It does not go to another Jew, because it stays with them because they didn't speak Lashon Hara. The Walag just said a different shot. The Walag said, we're telling them the Mitzorah, the person who got leprosy, got Mitzoras, that on the day of your, now that you became pure, think about what, always remember that you were once a mitzora. So therefore you don't repeat the aveva. You don't repeat speaking lashon hara. You don't continue speaking bad about a fellow Jew. We're telling the Yom Tavasa, we're telling the person, yes, you're pure now. But the Torah, the Mitzvah, the what you went through, the halachas that you went through as a Mitzvah, the Torah Mitzvah, keep it with you. Don't forget it. Therefore, you won't repeat the Aveva. Because why do you say Torah Mitzvah? We're telling Mitzvah, don't forget what you went through, so you don't repeat it. The relax of that. However, Yirmiyah Newman from Chicago quoted Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz. He says, you know, why the Mitzvah, he goes through the camp of Bnei Yisrael screaming, Tame, I'm impure. Why, you know, we know that Yishmael, when he cried for himself, Hashem heard his crying, and it's better to daven for yourself than have other people daven for you. So why does the Mitzvah, the person at Sarah says, asking the members of Bnei Yisrael to daven for him? Why can't he daven for himself, or she daven for herself? So the But Yonasan Eibeshitz quotes the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says, it says that the Mitzvah is locked out. And Zohar Kodesh says his tefillahs are locked out of Shemayim. So Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, Rav Yirmiyah Newman, quoted Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, I guess explaining it, he said that by speaking Lashon Hara, your tefillahs are locked. Hashem doesn't want to listen to your tefillah. Your tefillah are locked from Shemayim. So that's pshat. That's why the Mitzvah is going around. He needs other people to daven for him, because his tefillahs won't work for him, because they're locked out from Shemayim. So that's why he went around the camp. Then Harav Sternbach said that, you know, if you think you have tzaraas, you either go to Aaron, a Kohen Gadol, or you go to one of his children, one of his four sons. So Harav Sternbach from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, said, why does the Torah tell me either go to Aaron or one of his four sons? Let's say go to a Kohen. Zok Harav Sternbach, this is a message for life. Sometimes you need a drachah, you need hashkafa. So you either go to the gadol ador, that's Aaron HaKohen. You either go to the gadol ador, or sometimes you go to your rebbe. You go to your rebbe or your rabbi of your shul. They might know better hadracha for you than the gadol ador. I mean, just for you, because they know you much better. That's why the Chumash saying, either go to Aaron, the gadol ador, if you feel that's better, hadracha and hashkafa for you, or go to his four sons. Go to your rebbe, go to your rav, who might give you the proper hadracha. Because they, you know, chas v'shalom, a gadol ador will give you proper hadracha also, of course. But sometimes there's someone who knows you a little better and might give you the hadracha that you need. That's why not to go to the gadol ador, but go to one of the rabbanim, or the rav that knows you better. Then Harav Sternbach said, why does someone who, you know, to become pure, brings a cedar tree and a piece of grass? Why both of them? So Harav Sternbach from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, said, it's a beautiful vort. He said, you know, what's one of the ways you speak Lashon Hara? Because, you know, when people ask you, you know, could you help us out? And you might say, nah, I'm a nobody. You don't want me. And you might say to yourself, but you also might put other people down. You might say, they're nobodies either. So that's pshat. But Sternbach said, you don't put down fellow Jews. Yes, you can put yourself down, that you can do. But don't put down other Jews. Don't put down other Yidden. So that's why you bring a cedar tree. In your eyes, every Jew should be like a cedar tree. Every Yid, every Jew should be like a big cedar tree. They should be great. They should all be great. Other Yidden should always be great in your eyes. You're like a little piece of grass. You can put yourself down, but don't put down other Yidden. Don't put down other Yidden. Then Kli Yaakov says, why do we burn? You know, it says if saras gets on a beged, on a clothing, we burn it. Why do we burn it? Why do you burn, you know, saras? Why do you burn the whole beged? So I believe it's Kli Yaakov of Elias. He's a rav of he's a rebbe in Yeshiva or Chaim in Queens, and he's a rav of a shul in Muncie. So he said the first thing we do, we try to get it out by water. But water, you know, when you, if you look, water goes down. So it's teaching the person when you get a stain on your beggar, it's a sign that because you're a little pompous, you're a little gaivadik. Water goes down, teaching the person you have to be humble. But if that doesn't work, even if it's a stain in one spot, you burn the beged. Because we're telling no Jew, no Jew, no Yid, no Jew should have any gaiva. In Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, you're supposed to be very humble. Have a shafal ruach. You're supposed to be very humble. So any gaiva, they get rid of it right away. It's not good for a Jewish person to be a little pompous. That's why we burn it if we can't get it out with water. Then Rabbi Zalman Sawatzkin said that, you know, when it mentions the poor people, the wealthy guy and the poor person, it mentions them twice, the same halachas, pretty much the same over and over, except that each one brings a different korban. So why can't you do this? Why can you say a wealthy person brings such a... If a wealthy person had leprosy, had sawas, he or she brings such a korban, and they do A, B, C, D, E. And then you say also the same thing for a poor person, but a poor person brings a different korban. That's all you have to write. Zak havazamet sawatskin, because the problem might come is that the poor person say, oh, look, I'm not so great in Hashem's eyes. Look at me. All they write is that, you know, they write the whole Torah on the wealthy person. By me, they say, okay, also the poor person, but he brings this a different korban. You know how that's going to make the poor person feel? So that's why we write the whole same Torah that we wrote, the whole same kind of parsha that we wrote for the wealthy person, we write it over again for the poor person. Even so, they're pretty much the exact same thing, except they bring different korbanos, but you write it over again, the same thing, in order to make sure the poor person doesn't feel bad. And our Shmeckel Min Nicholsburg said that when a person comes in from, you know, after leaving the camp of Bnei Yisrael, you know, after speaking Lashon, whatever, Sawas, when he comes back into the camp, he still has to stay 7 days outside of his house. Even so, he comes back into the camps of Bnei Yisrael, he still has to spend another 7 days outside of his house. So why? So I believe it might be based on Gemara Bava Basra, but Rav Yirmiyah Newman from Chicago said this word, quoting Rav Shmeckel Min Nicholsburg, because he was gaivadik, he was pompous. So we might say, okay, so he worked himself not to be gaivad to other people or other members of Bnei Yisrael, but he might still be pompous, he might still think of himself great in his own house. In his own house, he might think, I'm still great in my own house. So now that he came into the camp of Bnei Yisrael, we're telling him, you still can't go into your own house for another 7 days, because we want you to work on yourself, not to be gaiva in your house, not to be pompous in your own house. In your own house, you also should not be pompous. Besides not being pompous in the camps of Bnei Yisrael, don't be pompous in your own house either. That's why you spend another 7 days outside of his house. I'm now going to leave you halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Rav Ari Marcus from Eretz Yisrael said, you know, there's a halacha that if you leave a liquid overnight and it's uncovered. We're talking about leaving a liquid open in your house, inside your house, leaving a liquid in your house uncovered, you shouldn't drink it the next morning. So Rav Ari Marcus said, we hold that today you're allowed to drink it. Even if it's uncovered the whole night and it's in your house, Rav Ari Marcus writes, you can drink it, no problem. Now, Rav Ari Marcus also said, on Shabbos, let's say there's a spill occurs in your kitchen, you should clean it up with a paper towel or a paper napkin, but don't clean it up with a cloth towel. Because if you clean up with a cloth towel, you might come to squeeze the towel. A paper towel or paper napkin, you can't squeeze. That's why it's better to clean up the spill with a paper towel or paper napkin. And Rav Ari Marcus from Eretz Yisrael said, and one or more lacha, you know, a fruit salad. What bracha you make on a fruit salad? So if Rav Ari Marcus says there's one fruit that you like a lot, just make a bracha on that one fruit and it exempts all the other. Let's say you like, watermelon. So make a bracha on watermelon and that exempts all the other brachas. No need for any other brachas. But Rav Ari Marcus said that you couldn't care less, like all of them seem the same to you, then you have to make a bracha on the eights, on an eighth fruits, and you have to make a bracha on a dhamma fruit to exempt all, you know, to make sure that, you know, you got all the food covered in this fruit salad. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. I hope everyone had a beautiful week, and only good news for all the Jewish people. Bye-bye.